The last line of Ha Jin's poem, "A Path of Flowers Will Open Before Your Feet," put me in mind of what's outside my window. It's time to say goodnight to my garden and put it to bed, the annual autumn ritual which fills me with such a sweet sense of loss. Like the sun, my time is growing scarcer in the garden. I've reached a human limit. Every day of the spring and summer that I could, I worked to make the garden thrive. Every day, I worried about its moisture, the calculations of color at 3 o'clock as opposed to 7 o'clock in the borders, and whether the Brunera leaves would brighten the woodland section. Every morning I began the day, coffee mug in hand, searching for what had bloomed overnight. Maybe a new frond of Japanese ghost fern had unfurled. Maybe the bottle brush look of Euchomus had reared up over a path. But now, on this foreshortened day, when the sun will set an hour earlier by our reckoning, I know the end really is nigh. I've planted a few beauties to last to the end. Like a stage set, these plants seem to shine in a spotlight against the brown sedges, the tall, royal purple helmets of the monkshood, the spotted toad lilies, the autumn sedum blackjack with its pink blossoms atop leathery black leaves. There are even some roses left outside the kitchen window. But very soon, though I've mulched a bit and put in spring bulbs and cut back errant branches, I'll have to admit I can't keep it robust any longer. Nature's reclaiming it, making it dormant. It will get a rest. You won't be able to tell, looking at my garden, just how much beauty lies beneath. But I'll be warmed by those memories, and maybe I need a rest, too. Maybe that's what the garden is reminding me of now. Slow down, bide your time, dream a little, and be patient. Wait, those green leaves and blossoms will return and demand tending. In the meantime, I can watch my autumn flower beds fill up with leaves and let a great blanket of silence descend. That's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Jackie Leiden.